Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Sa gitna ng pandemya, mahalaga para sa baguhang organisasyon na tulad ng Filipino Association of Monash na mabigyan ng boses ang mga Pilipino sa komunidad. Kaya naman, sa pamamagitan ng isang kolaborasyon kasama ang Bangor University Filipino Society ng UK, ay binuo nila ang isang talent show na layong ibida ang kultura at talento ng mga Pinoy. Kasama natin ngayon ang Events Coordinator ng Filipino Association of Monash na si CJ Santos. Hi, CJ!
Hi, Claudette. How are you going?
I am good. How are you?
I'm doing good as well. Thank you.
Okay, that's good. CJ, for the very first time, the Filipino Association of Monash, or FAM, and Bangor University Filipino Society in the United Kingdom are bringing an online event. First of all, let's talk about your organization first, the Filipino Association of Monash. I heard from your social media manager, Angel Cuerpo, that your club has just been founded, correct?
Yep, that's absolutely right. So we're a relatively new cultural club at Monash University, only being founded at the start of last year. So right now we've got 8 members on our committee, and we've been getting a few sign-ups throughout the year as well.
Ah, okay. So it's a very, very new and fresh group. Let's talk about the event. So tell me more about FAM X Bangor Talent Show. So what's the story behind the collaboration, and how did you come up with such idea?
Right. So Bangor had originally contacted us in looking for a collaboration between both of our societies. And we set up an online meeting between both committees. Mm-hmm. And this event started with a massive brainstorming session between both societies. We really wanted something that could connect the two of us together more and bring about a sense of community and connection despite being so far away. And looking back on our previous events from last year, a talent show came to mind, as it's something that was both entertaining and could show some of our own culture, because I think performing is something that is inherently embedded into Filipino culture. Most of us like to sing, dance, and act, or are just connected to family members and friends who do. And being able to showcase talents and support performers is, I think, something that can unite people and bring people together no matter how far they are.
Yeah, that's true. Ang mga Pinoy mahilig kumanta at sumayaw. Are you one of them?
Sure.
Are you one of them, CJ?
I do a little bit of singing here and there, but nothing too much.
Karaoke? Is it in your household?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we have an old karaoke machine from way back when.
Yeah, that's very Filipino. No? Okay, can you bring me behind the scenes, CJ? Let's talk about the details of the show. So how are you guys preparing for the big event?
When we were preparing for the event, it was one of our biggest challenges was the technical aspect of it, because personally, neither group has really seen an event like this or worked with live streaming before. So I think working through the logistics was our first big challenge. And I really liked how we collaborated and broken the teams down rather than separating us based on, oh, Monash group does this and Bangor does this. We kind of took apart the event based on what we needed, such as marketing, advertising, a tech team, and hosts, and took people from both societies which had skills that can really benefit each team, and ended up with a lot of mixed society teams. So we have our main group chat where we have both committees discussing topics and big event aspects such as registration and timing. And every so often we'll hold a meeting with everyone just to catch up, see how we are going with the event, and to just see where we are on the timeline and prioritize what needs to get done. Within the smaller teams, we also set up our own meetings to further talk about what tasks need to be done and who can do it. So I think communication was such a vital aspect in preparing for the event.
Yeah. Being the coordinator, was it hard to set up an online show?
A lot of our struggles came from the fact that we are working with Bangor University all the way in the UK.
Mm-mm.
And so working out a time difference was definitely a challenge, since we are 9 hours ahead of them.
Yeah.
So trying to work around that, trying to find the time for meetings and just being able to communicate with each other was definitely one of our biggest challenges yet.
You guys are almost there. It's like maybe days from now, right? So I'm sure this is going to be really successful. So what can we expect from the online event? What talents are you guys showcasing?
how did you pick your talents as well?
Right. So the talents that we will be showcasing will be from anyone in Australia and Wales who fills in our registration form on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
So that's on our Facebook event page. And we hope to showcase a numerous amount of talents ranging from musical acts, such as singing, a cappella, dancing, as well as other acts such as comedy, gymnastics, magicians. And we're kind of welcome to any act that can showcase the talents we have within our community.
Should the talents be from Monash or from Bangor? Or are you guys welcoming people from the community?
We're not limiting ourselves to just within the universities. We're opening this up to pretty much the whole country, both countries itself. So anyone from Australia or anyone from Wales are welcome to enter.
Oh, that's a good thing. Okay, so I can join.
Oh, absolutely. We'd love to have you on.
Okay, so how can we watch this? Is it going to be live streamed on your Facebook page or do you have a website?
Right, so we have a Facebook event page, a FAMS Bangor Talent Show, where we will be live streaming the event. And this event is pretty much open for anyone who's willing to watch, no matter where they are. If they have the time, they are free to come along to the live stream.
And what can we expect?
I guess coming into the event, not only will we be able to showcase some amazing performances, but we will have some amazing, amazing hosts to commentate and entertain the audience too. We have Alex Molineda from FAM and Janil Madar from Bangor, and I'm sure that they will be able to make this an enjoyable and entertaining event for all.
Very exciting. And CJ, why are you guys doing this? What's the aim of this online event?
When we were brainstorming this event, we really had two main goals in mind. One being to showcase people's talents and some Filipino culture, as I said before, but another being to entertain people with our current climate, with the pandemic and not being able to leave the house often. I think an event like this will be important in order to not feel as isolated and alone and to just bring the community closer together.
Yes, correct. Because everyone right now is going through a rough time, isn't it? And this
exactly.
is one way of coping, depression or even feeling alone during the lockdown period.
Yeah, it's just something to keep people busy and keep people entertained throughout these tough times.
And keep us positive as well.
Exactly.
Why do you think it's important for students to promote our culture and create social relationships?
So FAM Committee is mostly comprised of Filipino-Australian students, as we are a Monash-based society. And we work towards promoting Filipino culture and social relationships between both Filipino-Australians and international students. And I think it's important for us to promote our culture and create social relationships in order to just give us a voice in the bigger multicultural community. And I think FAM has been able to provide that for us. This enabled us to collaborate with other groups within Monash, such as the Korean Society, as well as the Global AXT, which helps bring together a lot of the cultural groups, such as the Greek and Lebanese societies of Monash.
That's good. And finally, CJ, for those who want to be part of the online event and for those who want to watch the upcoming event, go and invite them.
All right. So if anyone is keen on registering for the event or wants to stay updated on when the live stream will be occurring, we do have an event page, FAMX Bangor Talent Show, on Facebook, where there's a Google form to fill out where people can submit their videos, which will be showcased. And we also have a Facebook and Instagram page at fam.monash if you'd like to contact us directly about the event or the club in general.
Okay, thank you very much, CJ Santos, the events coordinator of Filipino Association of Monash. And all the best to your organization, CJ.
Thank you so much for this opportunity, Claudette. It's an honor.
E-like, e-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.